UNESCO is designated as a secretariat to the committee. And until 1992, you had the culture side and the ecological sciences side sharing that role. And they took turns being the official secretariat for the committee meetings, which led to a lot of interesting kind of pushing back and forth. The meeting I chaired, I had them on each side of me, each pulling for a little more of the blanket. And then in 92, the World Heritage Center was created, which brought the secretariat into one body. And, I mean, that's just along the way. I guess my question to you is how you think the UNESCO, how well and how poorly you think UNESCO supports the committee? Do you think they're doing the right kind of role and so on? How would you assess their contribution to the implementation of the convention?
Well, I think it's essential. I've been involved in one or two other conventions that don't have an effective secretariat. So, and I think the secretariat is really important. I think from my perspective, I suppose the one issue that I didn't really feel comfortable with was the extent to which the secretariat would duplicate the expertise which IUCN had or could secure. So I think that the tendency to turn the secretariat into... because, I mean, there's a very clear distinction between the secretariat function, which is servicing the committee in all its requirements, setting up the meeting, following, you know, running the meeting, following up on all the decisions that have been taken. It's much more than just being a postbox. But essentially, it's not engaging in the substance. It's not engaging in the technical aspects of the committee, but using the advisory bodies to provide that expertise when they need it. I think that that's a better structure, and that the temptation to build an empire and to duplicate is there all the time.